Hi, lovely people of GWA. This is Cynical Pumpkin speaking to you live from the heat wave of the century. At least it's like that here. It's been like 40 degrees Celsius today. It's terrible. I can't wait for moderate, cozy autumn weather. But yeah, I back a topic. I decided to do a questionnaire today, and I chose the all-new Super Ultimate Anime Mega Questionnaire by Baikaboyo and Express Don't Repress. For two reasons. One's to show my face on GWA backstage. Well, I don't exactly show my face. It's a metaphor. And second, so I can geek out. So, let's get at it. What was the first anime you remember seeing? That has to be either the Pokemon anime or an anime called Doremi, which was adorable, and that was around 2000, I guess? 2003, maybe? Yeah, around... It must have been around that time, because that's when anime and manga actually just got popular here in Germany, where I live. And... yeah, it gained a really large fan base, and I remember there was then anime in mainstream TV, and I remember watching it after school. Yeah. Second, what genre do you find yourself watching most and why? I have a deep love for the magical genre. That all started out with Doremi, I think, because Doremi is actually about magical girls. And then I watched Sailor Moon, and I watched Kamikaze Kaito-chan by Arina Tanimura. Well, she drew the manga, but I think she also produced the anime. That was great. That was one of my favorites at this time. Yeah. Why? I don't know. I just love it. I think it might have been because when I started watching anime, I was exactly in the target group and of young girls, and maybe that just stuck to me. Maybe that is just a successful marketing trick. I don't know. But yeah. I also watch comedy. Love it. Slice of life stuff is in general really nice. Might sound boring, but I also... Well, slice of life might sound boring, but I also like mystery. Sometimes even horror, if it's well made, then yeah, I can enjoy that as well. Third question, have you ever found yourself attracted to a character in an anime? If so, who was your first crush and who do you like now? My first crush had to be Chiaki in Kamikaze Kaito-chan, yeah. Looking back, I don't know why, because he was the stereotypical asshole who then turns out to be the mysterious ally who appears like kind of like Sailor Moon in Tuxedo Mask. That was sort of the plot arc. But yeah. current crush would be... Well, the last few weeks I spent some time rewatching the original Sailor Moon, and it's probably Sailor Jupiter. Yeah, she's great. She kicks butt. She majorly kicks butt, and I'm into that. Fourth, how do you consume anime? Do you buy DVDs, Blu-ray, watch it via an online service, watch it on TV? I consume anime very legally through very legal websites, which are very illegal. Yeah. Oh god, this sounds so dorky. Fifth, do you watch series live as they air, or do you marathon shows instead? Well, my completely legal resources allow me to marathon. And I like marathoning. Six, tentacles, thoughts. Assassination Classroom was great. Otherwise, it's a peculiar topic. Never really thought about tentacles. Seven, who would you say is your favorite anime protagonist, and who's your favorite anime antagonist? Do you generally prefer the good or the bad guys? Favorite protagonist has to be Usagi from Sailor Moon, because her character development is delightful. Her character development is made in such a way that she is. She's becoming a leader without having that big transformation into this super grown-up person. No, she's still clumsy, and she's still lazy, and she's all these things, but she's also a leader, and she's also the fucking moon princess. And yeah, it's nice to see that, to see that she has flaws, which are human, just, but she immensely grows in her role as the leader of the Sailor Scouts at the same time. Yeah, favorite antagonist. This is going to sound cliche. L from Death Note. Because he is not the bad guy. I mean, that's the question of morality in Death Note. Who is the bad guy and who is the good guy when they are? Yeah. This battle of geniuses kind of is just interesting. And I'm reading the manga, actually. I read the first four volumes, and I'm just ordering them off Amazon when I need them. Yeah. Good guys or bad guys? I don't know. There are some bad guys, especially in Sailor Moon, now I'm talking about Sailor Moon again, whose arcs are very well developed, and they seem very human, but I don't feel like I see that in a lot of anime. I feel like, yeah, if they are well written, I will like them. In other media, I'm very much a fan of just delicious, pure evilness, even without a tragic backstory or anything. If they are just evil because they want to, that's just good to watch. That's entertaining. I mean, you don't always need a sob story, and I'm wandering off topic. No preference. Good characters are good characters. Eight. You and your significant other are going to dress up as anime characters in the bedroom. Who do you each dress up as? If I was with a lady, then maybe we could dress up as Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus. because they are totally lesbians. I'm not sure if it's canon, but I think it is. Nine. While it's not always an option, given the choice, do you sub or dub? Subs, not dubs, is my opinion. My problem with that is that I get easily distracted, and I sometimes just don't remember that I don't speak Japanese and that I will miss a huge chunk of the plot if I go check another website while I'm watching anime. Because I don't speak Japanese and I don't see the subtitles. But yeah, subs in general. 10. Is there an anime that other people love but you just couldn't get into? I never understood what's so great about Naruto, but all my friends seem to love it. Probably that. Which character do you most relate to, and who do you most aspire to be? I really relate to Toru Honda from Fruits Basket, or Furuba, I think people call it as well. because she is... We're pretty alike in personalities, I think. At least I get told all the time that I'm apparently the biggest, kindest ray of sunshine. Not sure about that. And I know that I'm kind of dormant. I can be a pushover. Who do I aspire to be? That's hard. Oh shit, sorry. Spontaneously, I'd say Maron Kusakaba from Kamikaze Kaito-chan, because she's beautiful and graceful and kicks major butt. Yeah. Anime series sometimes have really catchy opening songs. If you had to pick a favorite right now, what would it be? Connect in Vuela. Madoka Magi, I think. PMMM. There's three M's, I don't know. But I think people who watched it know what I'm talking about. Or the opening from XXXHolic. That is a really good song. That is also really catchy and really, really cool. You wouldn't believe that it's from an anime. 13. Do you have a guilty pleasure anime? I guess I'd have to say Free and Free Eternal Summer. Because I started watching these as a joke, but it took me like 3 episodes and then I was really into the plot and not only the hot drawn dudes with muscles in tight swimming pants. No, but I really grew to like it. Yeah, I guess. I actually don't like the concept of guilty pleasure, but I think it'd be Free. Yeah. Have you ever crossed the line from regular anime to hentai? If so, what sort do you watch, and do you have a favorite series? Because I like comedy, I tend to stumble up on a lot of actchi stuff, but I don't think I ever watched real hentai. Boring, I know. But yeah. 15. Have you ever been to a convention? Nope. 16. If you had to pick one show and it would be the only anime you could watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? Sailor Moon. Because Sailor Moon also... Sailor Moon has the original series. It has Sailor Moon R, Sailor Moon S, 3 movies, I think, or 4, and now Sailor Moon Crystal. And that's like 4 seasons and 4 movies, and I think I'm good with that, and I can rewatch that every couple of years, and I won't get bored of it. And I'll cry every time about how good it is. I just feel like I'm just majorly Sailor Moon fangirling here. Yeah. 17. If you could live in an anime world, which one would it be and why? Sorry for the long pauses. I'm just making these up from the scratch, mostly. I'd live in the world of Gekan Shoujo Nozaki-kun, because it's not really different from the real world, but I would love to get to know these characters and hang out with them. Because Gekan Shoujo Nozaki-kun is a great anime. It's probably one of the greatest I've ever seen, and the characters are adorable. 18. Which particular character's voice would you say is your favorite? Alternatively, do you have a favorite voice actor? What about them in particular you like? Do you like? That's not something I thought about before, I'm gonna be honest. Not at all. I don't really have a favorite voice, and I don't really have a favorite voice actor. That's boring again. Let's move on. Have you ever, or would you ever, cosplay as an anime character? Yes. Just gotta find the right one, though. I totally like to cosplay Sailor Neptune, and we're back at Sailor Moon again. Okay. When you are looking for a new anime, what do you look for? Quality animation, particular genre, certain voice actors, etc. I usually look for a genre. I know whether I'm in the mood for horror, or for comedy, or for whatever, and then I just look for something that piques my interest plot-wise. And if it has a good animation style, that's a plus, of course. Yeah. 21. Are there any animation studios you look out for new shows or movies from? Nope. 22. What do you think about the increase in fan service over the past few years? I didn't think about it thoroughly. It was just... I don't know. I think I just kind of accepted it. That sounds boring. But... What do I think about it? Let's just agree that I don't and move on, because this is going to be super long. Twenty-three. Futanari thoughts. Also something I never thought about before. Since I'm not really into hentai. Just leave it like this. I'm not into hentai. I'm sorry. 24. Have you ever bought merchandise such as statues, action figures, dakimakura, or vibrators. I have two figurines in my Amazon wishlist, which are from anime. One is Makoto Tachibana from Free, and the other is a Pokemon, which is Aquana in German, but I don't know the English name. Might as well be Aquana, but okay. No, I didn't buy anime merchandise. I've got some manga, but that's about it. I would if I had the money, maybe. If I had really enough, too much money. 25. Which anime or manga had the biggest impact on your life? I'll go with Fortuna Terrier, which is not a good anime, which is not good at all, but it's kind of the first anime I actively watched. It was the result of me really actively looking for a new anime to watch, so I guess that's the one. Also Sailor Moon, who would have guessed? No, really, but Sailor Moon is just, it's just great to watch. I explained before, that would be what I'd have to choose if I could only watch one for the rest of my life. Because I feel, in a certain way, I feel nostalgic about it, but it's also sort of personally empowering, I guess. I mean, they are pretty, but they still kick butt. And yeah, there's not, they always come back together and they have these. And what I realized when I watched the American dub is that they have these little sequences in the end, which are Sailor Moon says, where they give life advice to young kids, and that's just amazing. I love that. So yeah. I'll probably always come back to Sailor Moon at some point. Oh, we are almost through. Who is your current anime waifu? If I had to choose one, I'd pick... what's her name? Yuko from XXXHolic. Because she's a witch, and she's graceful, and she's amazing. Am I allowed to choose a husband, though? Because then I'd go for Makoto Tachibana. From Free, yeah. 27. Finally, recommend up to 5 shows that you think your listeners should watch. These could be classics, overlooked gems. Give us your best suggestions. Gekken Shoujo Nozaki-kun is a slice of life comedy. It's beautiful. It's just so incredibly funny because it makes fun of every character trope in anime and manga. That's great. should I say Sailor Moon? I'm gonna say Sailor Moon. Furuba, Fruits Basket, is also great. XXXHolic is a mystery anime, which I really, really adore. But, warning, the art style is going to make you cry for the first 10 episodes. You can Google images if you want. Yeah. That was 4, I think, or maybe 3. Yeah. I'm just gonna leave it like this. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry this was this long and rambly, but I hope you found a good use of it and listened to it while you cleaned out your kitchen or had a boring ride on public transportation or something. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great day, great night, whatever. And if you are a victim of the heat wave, remember to stay hydrated and apply sunblock. Bye.